I wanted to make this video to try to help some MGTOW men who no longer see their children. A lot of the references I'll be making may draw parallels with the death of a child, and there's a good reason for this. If you've been separated from your child for any period of time, you are grieving, and it's important for you to realize that you will suffer the same feelings as someone who has lost their child. So I will try to help you understand in the best way I can. The loss of a child is difficult, to say the least. Parents aren't supposed to be separated from their children. It's not natural. And no parent can prepare themselves for that separation, even if it's anticipated. The only thing you can do is, over time, eventually let that loss become a part of who you are. In addition to the grieving, the loss you feel for your child, you may find that you grieve the loss of hopes and dreams you had for your child, as well as the potential that will never be realized, and the experiences you will never share. The pain of these losses will always be a part of you. Grief reactions following the loss of a child are similar to those after other losses, but are often more intense and last longer. You may experience the following grief reactions: intense shock, confusion, disbelief, and denial. You will no doubt feel overwhelming sadness and despair, and facing everyday tasks can seem impossible. You may feel guilt. You may feel that you've failed your child as your child's protector, and dwell on what you could have done differently. You may have intense anger and feelings of bitterness and unfairness at life. You may also be resentful towards parents who still have their children. You may feel that your life has no meaning, and you may wish to be released from your pain. This can also damage any spiritual beliefs or religious beliefs you have, so you may question the world and how things should be. You may dream about your child frequently. You may even feel your child's presence nearby. You will no doubt feel intense loneliness and isolation, even when you're with other people. You may feel that the magnitude of your loss separates you from others, and that no one can truly understand how you feel. Your grief may come in waves that gradually become less intense and less frequent, but it's likely that you will always have feelings of sadness and loss. These episodes of grieving can also be triggered by important events in your child's life, such as birthdays, Christmas, even your child's first day at school. There may be cultural or religious expectations placed on you that also affect how you're allowed to grieve. As men, We're expected to control our emotions and be strong. Whereas women are expected to cry openly and talk about their grief. If you're a working dad, you could become more involved in your job to escape the sadness. This will have positive outcomes in terms of wealth and your ability to support a child financially. You should expect that you will never really get over the loss of your child, but you will learn to live with the loss. You can expect to feel sadness, denial, despair, anxiety, anger, guilt, loneliness, depression, helplessness, and yearning. You may start crying if you hear a certain song or comment that makes you think of your child. You may even cry for no apparent reason. You will feel disbelief, confusion, disorientation. You'll have difficulty concentrating. You may even hallucinate and briefly think that you've seen your child in a crowd of people. There could be physical effects, loss of sleep, extreme tiredness or fatigue, and you will also be more vulnerable to illness. Usually grief is followed by a period of mourning. This is something that you won't be allowed to experience. This is a living grief, an ongoing bereavement, a constant loss. Unless we completely withdraw emotionally from our children, we will always feel this loss. That's something I wasn't prepared to do. So we've got no choice but to accept the reality of this loss and make it a part of who we are. You can never give up the fight to be with your children, and you will always be their dad. We can only consider ourselves lucky for the times we do get to see our children and make the very best of those times. Today is Easter Sunday. This is a day where a lot of children have Easter eggs and spend time with their families. I'll see my daughter on Tuesday for 2 hours. Then again on Thursday for 2 hours. Then I get to see her for a weekend. This isn't my idea of being a dad. But one thing I do know, I am far more fortunate than a lot of men in my position. So this is for the men who don't get to see their children. I hope it helps you understand how you feel, even though what's happened to you will never make sense.